From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Residents in the southern town are stunned as authorities try to determine the motive of the gunman who opened fire on two military facilities Thursday, killing four U.S. Marines. It was kind of shocking when we heard about it. It's not something you expect to hear about, retired personal chef Gene Schultz told VOA. Schultz, who lives about 48 kilometers from the city center, is feeling weary about being around a lot of people following the shooting. The FBI's Ed Reinhold said in a late-night news conference that there is nothing now that ties the shooter, identified as Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz, to international terrorists, but the possibility is being investigated. Abdulaziz, 24, lived in Hickson, Tennessee, just across the Tennessee River from Chattanooga. He was killed in an exchange of gunfire. The Obama administration is continuing efforts to sell the Iran nuclear agreement to skeptical allies, as diplomats move ahead with preparations to ratify the deal in the UN Security Council. President Barack Obama will meet Friday at the White House with Saudi Foreign Minister Adel al-Jubeir, whose government has expressed alarm about the deal with regional rival Iran. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met Thursday with Jubeir, who did not explicitly endorse nor did he reject the Iran nuclear accord. The historic nuclear deal reached last week between Iran and six world powers is expected to be approved early Monday by the UN Security Council in Vienna, according to diplomats. The resolution will begin the process of lifting international sanctions imposed on Iran, with Tehran giving up its nuclear program in exchange. This is VOA News.